So from the last time I tried the suggestions from Sado on walking and trying to focus on just one thing and found it really helpful in the start. And then it keeps going, so I started to play with the awareness and found out that really it wasn't that the speed of the walk was the problem for me, but the state of the mind. When the state of the mind is right, and it doesn't matter how fast I go, and the awareness is there, but the problem is the mind. When the mind wants to focus on thinking, then it just goes thinking whatever, if I go slow, fast, or whatever. And then it is, and not only in the walking meditation, but I found out that it feels really natural for me to focus on the thinking, on the mind, because I'm used to do it like, I don't know, I used to do it all the life to just look on what you are thinking, why you are thinking in, and have the feedback for myself why what's happening in my mind. So this is no problem for me, and the problem comes with when I try to focus on something else, or when the thoughts stop, then the mind not get lost immediately, but sometimes start to be nervous. Wow, there is something different, and sorry. And sometimes it's okay, but after a while it starts darting to some directions, the sight, the sound, something else, feelings, and it gets some time, and then it found something interesting and get lost for a while, and then I check, okay, you are not aware, you are somewhere. It's mostly some thought, and yeah, that's it for the practice.
Stop. Yeah. To Zinyan shout out, for the camera, using the other look at it. Poma Lay shout broad, or the cool where are you? Yarre, to Yarre, a simpy red, HMA to the bop out there. Lunch shout out, Miana Nira never signed to say chin and ever sign it. Say chin and money, shout out, Mian Bepipi,
Tilo Yar,
neighbor Pipi, Tilo Yarre. Say China, alum hope and it. So I dream of my own name, Yamba, Yamia, Tavan in Yoma, where Nabro shout over Simpy, shall be Yamet, the Shahalom, as we Himan and Nesica, Piare, some other detail, which was a Seca Hotidi, Lan Shallo Pidore.
Oh,
to a Lani, to a cool mamma lonely are. Piro,
Yala Vizu, say a bear, I am pure, Mamma Dilla.
Error, Seca Hotidi, Tilo, there at Tanja, like, Missy, me like, Kanzamuti, like, Alumu, damn it, Kanani giant. Piaware at the dia. Poma usually who are a tweet or meowara, but a cool job since our milo. Pit up yan the diare, pian load there, dilo atone there.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, that's fine. Very good. That's really fine. Yes.
And just last thing for this topic is that I found out that when I'm not focusing on my mind and trying to keep focused, not just have general awareness and look where the mind is going, but focus. Sometimes when it's quiet and I'm observing when sitting, there is no thoughts, and I just try to focus on something, and I find it helpful to focus on maybe two things, because one thing is not enough for my mind, and then the rest of the awareness, not the awareness of the mind what's happening, but the focus of the mind tries to find something else, and then if I try to focus on two things or three things, like sight and breath or breath or hearing, there it gets calmer and the awareness stays stable. More continuous, well, more stable.
သူကထိုင်နှုံးငိမ့်နှုံးအဲ့လိုမျိုးအချိန်နေဆိုရင်ねအာယုံတစ်ခုမယူပဲねအာယုံနှစ်ခုယူမှရတယ်သူကအာယုံတစ်ခုစင်သူစိတ်မှာအလုံးမလောက်တယ်လို့ပဲတဲ့အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်ဟိုရောက်တရားနဲ
့ကောင်းတယ်ပုံကောင်းတယ်မင်းအယူလေးကောင
်း Even better he said Yes yeah the more the mind has capacity to know the better
and I wanted
actually is the general ya စိတ်ကအတွေ့ထဲမှာမမျောဘူးဆိုရင်သူပစ္စုပ္ပန်မှာရှိနေ
Yeah he says you know so long as the mind is not lost in thought actually the mind is here in the present moment yeah
and I wanted to ask if there is some meditation for memory because that's why I have the paper and I get so little questions last time because I just tend to forget
a lot
of time a lot of things even the once I would call wisdom I will find them in few days but probably when I am aware but at the time I found them and if I let go of them they will just
forgotten tu a the dia bo dia atong da shi la de ba phyu lo le so ro ho ta khaw tu pyo sia ne de so tu mi wa bi de aku သေးချပြန်စဉ်းစားမှလည်းညနေလည်းဖြစ်တယ်သဘောပေါက်တွေလည်းရှိတယ်ဟိုရှောက်စရာတွေလည်းရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကမမှတ်ထိုင်မမှတ်မိဘူးတဲ့အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်အခုကစက္ကူနဲ့ရေးထားတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့လိုမှတ်မိဖို့ဘယ်လိုလုပ်ရလဲတဲ့
စိတ်ဝင်စားရင်မှတ်မိတယ်သူစိတ်ဝင်စားရင်မှတ်မိတယ်
အဲ့ချိန်မှာတော့စိတ်ဝင်စားတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့စိတ်ကနောက်ဆက်သတိထားမယ်ဆိုတော့လွှတ်ချလိုက်တယ
်ဟိုကတော့ပစ္စုပန်သောက်ချောက်လိုက်တိဖို့ကြိုးစားနေတော့ထပ်ထပ်မစဉ်းစားမိရင်တော့မေ့ပါ
He says, if you find something interesting, you will remember. But also, he says, when we try to be mindful every moment, usually we don't think of things again and again, right? Say you had an understanding, and then you, if you don't repeat it to yourself, then the mind will forget. So if you want to remember something, you have to repeat it to yourself a few times. You know,
the repetition is okay.
Oh, easy to kind of repeat,
don't let the.
Huh? Sorry.
It is okay to just stop, focus on the thing, and don't let the mind to go somewhere else when I want to remember.
Yeah, but you have to think about it a few times, several times. Yeah. You have to think about it again. Tell yourself the whole sequence or the story again, which you want to tell to other people. Then you. You must remind yourself a few times, then you will remember.
Yeah,
especially if it's important, right? If it's something important you have to remember to do or to say, he says, then you have to do that. You have to remind yourself a few times. Think about it so that it will come back.
မမီးရမညာနေဝါတော့ပစ္စုပန်တိတ်ကူးဆိုင်တော့များပါတယ်ပစ္စုပန်တောက်လျှောက်လိုက်တည်နေရတော့ဆိုပြန်စဉ်းစားဖို့မေ့သွားရင်ဒါခဏလေးဆိုမေ့ပါအရေးမကြီးတဲ့ခါလေးဆိုကိုမေ့ကုန
် Yeah he says and it's not because the memory is not good it's just because we are practicing to be in the present moment then you just drop what's before and if it's not important the mind then of course there's no need to remember so it just keeps being in the present moment so if you know there's something you need to remember then you must bring it upin the mind several times until you kind of feel you will remember then you can go back
now the question is sait ho pyan ko sait ga pyo ni da ho pyan ti lo ya yin a mat mi de
sait ga
ba pyo la tha pyan ti de tha pyan ti de so now repeat na kha phit twa de a mat nyan kaung la
another way to remember is you know when say you understood something and you want to you are repeating it to yourselfand you are aware that you are repeating it to yourself. So in a way, you are repeating it two times, sometimes three times in the same moment because you are aware that you are aware, you know, that sort of thing. And that also helps you to remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I found out when looking on the not so nice thoughts like greed or when I'm afraid of something or want something or don't want something when I look on it closer and go back what causes it, I mostly trace it to wanting to impress someone or be afraid of not looking one way or wanting to look other way.
Mm.
And mostly it got away and I got really, really free and nice feelings.
Mm-hmm.
when I say to me, whatever, just let go of yourself.
Yeah.
It's not important. Or if I just imagine the future without it, mm-hmm. and found, okay, it will be nice even the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering if this, I don't know. I know the teaching about no self and so on, and don't want to make a parallel for it, but it's...
Make a what for it?
Parallel. Like
parallel.
It's the same, the things, but it's just observation. So if there is some comment for it or...
Okay. Mm. So if you're at the show, Twitter about loba atweiro, doda atweiro, sueni atweiro. Tu dare twin, tu batwe lesro. Erari, toro meme abane se san leso, tu ko tu atin chi jin lo. Te chalu tu otomio tinze jin lo, moi ma tinze jin lo.
Tin kan jin, kaula tin jin, ma kaula ma tinze
jin. Elumio. Erari mine, ero.
Ah,
masu. Ti hao ti reso yene. Ah, so seka lucha lain, seka lula tuare re, kompa wale. Diau tu sinzalu yare re, da nga mo, nga ne pateta mo, alumio sinzalu yare re, tu di nama tuyo te nama leo, tu piore, da dura badama tene nga ma shi uboli, tu ti ra da ne parallel pit de lu piore jina ma ho pu re, pa o piore jina ma ti. So this bit you're talking about, you said that you don't want to think that it's a parallel for it. What do you mean?
I mean, I don't want to suggest that I am experiencing no self experience.
Oh.
I'm just wondering.
So I'm home. I'm a shoe. Look, the gear.
Yeah. Well,
the gear.
Tita lo.
The ball about a mobile. Well, dame tu. So it doesn't matter. He says, whatever you understand, you know that's how much you understand. What makes you feel free.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. And last thing.
Yeah, he says, so for example, in these thoughts, you saw the nature of these thoughts. These thoughts are...
Wanting to make you feel
a certain way or don't want other people to think of you a certain way or whatever, right? So that is understanding the nature of these thoughts, right? Which is different maybe from nature of other thoughts.
Nature
of
the motivation of
the motivation behind these thoughts. Yeah. Or the nature of the motivation behind these thoughts.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Last observation or question from my mind is, and then my mind mostly in normal life is like the achiever's mind. It wants something every time and it make checklist and just try to check out everything and it feels good, of course, because that's how we are made.
Mm.
But I'm aware that this is going on and I know from previous experience that if I let it go on, then at some point I will just get lost into it, lost the awareness of it,
mm-hmm.
and exhaust myself and
mm-hmm.
go to bad feelings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
because of trying to achieve too much.
Yeah. And the question is how to approach it, if and how to stop it in some point or.
Tu ah, awam yang jenis ni sih kan, luaran lu bawa ni. Kalau tu, kalau tu sejuta macam, tu kau tu, huali repeat dalam pihen tu ada hari untuk kubi tu kubi ada PBP. Kalau biologi jenis ni sih dah, dah tadi thami dah, tu sekalau ဒီမထမ်းယူဆိုရင်အဲ့စိတ်တရားလုံလုံအားကြည့်လို့အဲ့ဆိုညချိုင်ပင်မမ်းပြီးစိတ်တွေတိုးရဲပါပါညာညာပေါ့
အောင်မြင်ခြင်းတို့ညာကောင်းခြင်းတို
့အဲ့တော့စိတ်ကတွန်းဟိုမောင်းမောင်းတင်ထားတ
ယ်အဲ့
တော့ဒီဟာကိုဟိုဘယ်လိုလုပ်ပြောင်းအောင်ပဲလုပ်အောင်မလားရှူအောင်ပဲရှူအောင်မလားဘယ်လိုပဲ
တိပေးရုံပဲ
yeah
တိပေးရုံပဲ
just recognize it know that it is there when it is there don't lose awareness of it
but I know I will lose it at some time if I just
ye ji la tadi shi bo tadi shi yin di kaung phit man ti me tu ye a pit ko ti me na le me so ma lut cha lo ya ma
so this is
di dai be do ma lut cha lo me tu a naw wa ton tu a chi de ho wa naw tei tei mu mu le shi tu ton ni le
this is going to be a long lesson yeah he says because there's a yeah you can't just take it and it's not like a coat you know you can't take it off and put it away because it has a deep root it has been driving you for so long right so he says
behavior up in it
when you have awareness you will notice it sometimes you will
learn
about its effects whether it's good for you not good for you how it works and so on until the mind really understands this kind of nature and how it works and when it understands then the mind will let it go
okay thanks
okay yeah
my phone to microphone အခုဘယ်လိုလုပ်နေလဲဒီလုတ်ထားမှာစကားတော့ဒီလုတ်ခိုင်တာတိုင်ပြလိုက်တိုင်နေ
So
today
I have no questions. I can just share my experience.
Okay, yeah, well.
I feel a very big difference in between the state of mind today and yesterday. Today I feel very sleepy and on the same time unsettled, which is very interesting to observe that those two things are coming together. And yesterday, I felt my awareness was very much more present than today, and it was more easygoing, the whole thing. And I kind of was so happy to see that I was receiving little insights, because I could perceive like the different levels of the mind and how the mind works and what triggers sometimes, for example, a judgment that behind there was just fear and those little mechanisms. So it was interesting to observe that. Today it's just the opposite. I feel I need to make a lot of effort to remind myself that there is, I don't know how to explain this in English, but it is... Maybe it's just the habit of go or a resistance to go back to the old habit of being not that much mindful. It's like a magnetic attraction to go back into that. Something like that. I cannot really transmit it in words.
The dili le kaun ne sasa mu le lwe re nyan ni le phit de ho dari le ti de ဝန်တာရဒါမဲ့ဒီနေ့ကျတော့ငိုက်တယ်စိတ်ကနည်းနည်းမထိုင်မချဖြစ်နေတယ်တပြိုင်နက်သူပြောတယ်စိတ်ကအများကြီးတတိပြန်ထားခြင်းနဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့ဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲဆိုရင်နည်းနည်းတတိမရှိဘဲနဲ့နေခြင်းနဲ့စိတ်လိုမျိုးဖြစ်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့တော့ဒီတတိဘက်ကိုပဲစိတ်ကပြန်ပြန်တော့ဥတည်တယ်တဲ့
ရပြီ
That's fine
တဘာဝအတိုင်းဖြစ်တ
ယ် No that's good So the mind is naturally wanting to be aware.
Patana adiga ga phit ni daw complement tan resist mlo.
Yeah.
Mlo yin le lo man ti.
Yeah. So long as the mind like no matter what arises, you know, if the best scenario is the mind doesn't resist the experience, and if it resists the experience, then to recognize the resistance. Yeah.
Mm. And now I remembered a question I had. Maybe it's just a theoretical question, but it was raising up to my mind several times about right view. Mm-hmm. And I kind of recognize that most of the time we are actually not having right view of the things, no? Mm-hmm. And that depending on the state of mind in which we are,
yeah,
things can appear much more this way or that way, no?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I ask myself, is it ever possible to really have the right view of things as they are?
Yeah.
Because there is always a filter.
Mm.
Our conditionings from the past, no?
So, if you're sick, oh, right view tech, I mean, tu ba dadi thami la so right view ma shi da mya le
a
tu sin da le right view phit nai da la ba so ro ko di a chin haun sik ka ko wa ne man ne chi ni da cha la bi di a chin nya a law a chi ni da phit nai ma
da jaung the the pe ni ya le parama knowledge ne the pe ya naw pai tbo pao la ma tu a the ma tu a piao ma ko tbo pao la ya ma nature so lo tbo pao la cause and effect di mya mya ti la ma.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, yes, initially the mind always has its filters and its wrong views, which is why we are trying to theoretically remind the mind to look through a different lens. And then there's the awareness, the practice, which brings us in touch with as close as the mind will allow to reality. And then as you continue to practice, he says, insight will arise. Insight, when you have moments of insight, is when there's right view. Then the mind begins to realize that there is a different view. And the more insights we have, the more the mind is able to change and believe even, really accept that there is another view and move towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's not easy to change those filters because they are so conditioned, so strongly conditioned. Yeah, so strong that when we have an insight, we have right view. And the moment the insight fades, wrong view is already there.
Yeah, that was another experience that I was yesterday so happy because of the insights, and today they are gone.
Mania, the Bob Paulo one day, I didn't even see it. That's right. So the insights are not strong enough, they're not repeated enough in the mind. Which is why the practice is so important, because it's only when awareness, sati, is always present that it keeps the door open for insights to arise. So we are continuously having to open that door moment after moment after moment so that wisdom can come. Once wisdom has come through enough, he says, then when it's strong enough, powerful enough, yes, the defilements will still be there. They will still do their work. The wrong view might still be there. But because more wisdom is present at that time, it will not so easily believe the wrong view anymore. He says, for you know, a mind that is very, very deluded, he says, then when the mind talks about their experience, you know, like I'm angry or this is mine, the feeling is so strong for that mind when the wrong view is very strong. And there's a real like investment in that whole emotion and everything, so much belief and grasping. But he says when there is enough understanding of cause and effect and, you know, that essentially is just a process going on, he says then you might say I'm angry, but the mind cannot hold on to it. It's not so identified with the me having the experience so much anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I clearly recognize that in some moments of my experience that in the moment when I became aware that I was angry, it was so ridiculous and I could not continue.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I recognized it.
Yeah, he said that's right. And he says, like, sometimes it can get so strong, the understanding that this is just a process and the mind doing its stuff. He says sometimes, even in the words we use, we start to say it's the mind. Like, instead of saying I, so the mind got angry and the mind did this, mind did that, almost as though it was something else, because that's how you experience it, yeah. That's how you understand it. He said when he was younger, he was such an angry fellow. He said if he wanted something, everybody get out of his way.
He says
we should sometimes notice when our mind talks and, you know, we talk about ourselves, I, this, that, and the other. He says we should really look and see how much power that concept, that idea has for this mind. You know, how much the mind still believes it.
He says,
how many times do we use the word I, or me, my mind, myself, in our minds in a day? And worse when we're at home, because my home. Everything is mine. Yeah.
I had a very interesting experience while having visits during 2 months of people in my house, and I could very much deal with that of my space, my things.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It was very interesting to observe that inner process. Yeah.
Animal
nature.
Yeah. He said that's animal nature. He says, you know, if you look at animals, you put them in a new place, and what do? They territorize it, right? Immediately.
That's just my territory.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, even
and even in like when we go on retreat, he says we don't own the place, but we're given a bed and it becomes my bed, my room.
My room,
my
toilet.
Yeah. Mind is very possessive.
I mean, myself.
He says, and we use the words so much in our minds. He says, when he got married, you know, he had been practicing in daily life, and then when he got married, he suddenly saw, because he was being mindful, he said the I thoughts became louder. My wife, my bedroom, my everything became more. Yeah, he said, got a bit alarmed. Because at that time, he was knowing every thought that comes through his mind, and because the frequency of the eye increased, yeah, he was quite alarmed. Oh, this is the effect of marriage.
He says
there's an idea that now my life has started because I've got married.
Okay.
But by the time his son was born, I think he had worked through all that I thinking. Then when his son was born, he said it was quite strange. There was a little baby, but
He didn't think of it as
My son's a problem.
Yeah. It didn't feel like my son. Yeah, I didn't. His mind didn't say my son. It didn't identify. He felt like a new human being has come into being.
Last time I talked for a long time, so maybe I will finish if there's enough time, because I have a long story, and maybe let's start from the other side. It wasn't anything worth recording.
I'm still, like, I have all the time this dilemma, because as soon as I sit down into formal meditation, then the mind starts to be happy and wants to let go of all the thoughts and all the tensions. But still, there is this background noise, like, no, you have to think, because this is important today. You have to go shopping and you have to remember what to... And it's like, the mind's like, no, just enough. And it's like, no, but this is very important. Yeah. So then it's like, okay, I will try to remember this, okay, now leave me alone. But it's still, and this, you have to remember to call this man and to to arrange these things. And then so after a while, it's some kind of struggle. So to what extent still listen to the thoughts and like be aware even of the contents, because I need to remember the content. And
go on.
Do say... Tiada time esok itu tapi biar.
Lagu.
Mau tu aku lu.
Ya, baru.
Tu di mana? Macam ni. Tiada orang ni pun jenis. Kau baca sikit ada di mana? Mau miao.
He
said, your hair has gone white. I was like, yes, for a long time. No. Why not just write it down?
Because
then your mind knows, okay, I will be reminded by something, very sure. Then it will settle. Then it won't worry that you will forget. Then it can let it go. The other possibility is you think about what you need to do today, and that is the object of your awareness. Because in daily life, he says, we don't have so much time to spend alone, but we have to do a lot of thinking and we want to be aware. So then you have to be aware of the thinking.
Yeah,
he says, so all these things that we need to do in life, he says, it's not to remove them, it's to know them. You already know this is mine. The mind is thinking. And just let the mind think, and you are aware this is the mind. So two things get done. You get your work done, meditation also gets done. When we work at home, he says, there's no way we cannot think. We must think. We can't do anything without planning. So we have to think about what we want to do and do it. But it's not a problem. We can be aware of all of this. So the Dhamma and life are not separate. Dhamma is life. Yeah, and it must go together.
Nature.
So there is a concept going on, the mind is thinking, but there's nature. Wisdom understands this is the mind doing this. Yeah.
He said
otherwise it will always be a struggle because the situations in life will not let you just be completely he says, really, when we meditate, we want to become skillful at recognizing thinking so that we don't get caught up in it, right? So that we know thinking mind and learn from it. He says, but if we are always just trying to remove them, then how can we become skillful? Yeah, in Vipassana meditation, he says we don't try to exclude objects or, you know, experience. Only in like concentration meditation, you need to exclude things. But in Vipassana, you don't need to exclude anything. Everything, if you can know it, it's an object. The only thing that we are learning to do from this is to not get a defilement because of what we are observing, right? But that's a learning,
Well, I don't have a question today.
I thought you said, I have a question today. I don't have a question.
Right, well, I don't.
Okay.
For me, I am still trying to balance the effort. So the mind can see when it is too much effort, then it becomes tense. And then when it's too little effort, it's going astray. But it was going on like this and this for hours. And also frustrating and so. And then the mind realized that the mind knows all the time, really knows all the time what is going on. What is missing is just the awareness of knowing. Just that knowing is going on, but what it lacks is just the awareness of knowing.
Mm.
Once the awareness is here of what is knowing, it's very easy. Mm. So that was it, and came a point with all this struggle that awareness and knowing became one. It became one thing. It was not separate. Like knowing, you know, knowing with just knowing and awareness, mm. But it became sort of one. And then the mind.
And then what was knowing that?
Huh?
What was knowing that?
Another awareness.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And then it became one, and then happened. I don't know if it happened then, but there was a point where the mind became very light and glad, and it was not pity. This very
not
you know
pity.
This pity. This
pity.
Pity.
Yes.
This pity.
Too long. Yes.
Okay. This pity. It was not this strong pity. Pity, yes. But it was. It was just. Just glad and light. Yeah. Mm. That's it.
To choose our mind in tine.
Very lonely. I thought.
Tama to phi phi tu pyan na le la re tu a mye ro ti ni re. Tama ti da o pyan ma ti u.
Oh.
Pyan ni re. A ro ti na o pyan ti lo ya yin a kon lon lwe wa re.
Right. I hope that.
Yeah. Pi ro ta khat li
ตีราเนี่ยตะดีเนี่ยปูว่าเลยตะคู่ผิดตัวเลยเอ้อไอ้เราบ่ตีเนี่ยแล้วสอนอกตะคู่นอกตะคู่เปลี่ยนตีเนี่ยเปลี่ยนตีเปลี่ยนตีนอกตะคู่อ่ะเปลี่ยนตีนี่แหละนับบ่รออ๋อนับบ่รอ
the change jar tu
piti phit
piti ma ho le light joints
light joy la yeah blue joy
yeah da ma piti lo ra tu mo kho le
yeah joy phin pi yo
yeah so long as it's happiness or joy it's fine yeah
okay cool
but the process or why the mind became happy because you many times ask why is the mind becoming happy
but don't feel all
this I don't know this time
please say answer
no I cannot I tried to see I tried to see and the only thing that I can answer is that the mind became light and happy because the defilements is less.
Yes.
That is the this only thing.
Okay.
That is one of that is definitely one of the causes.
Defilement
to die I mean now since all you are.
Defilement yo do alu piti po la dai na. That is a cause of it.
Yeah, definitely when the defilements are less then the wholesome minds increase.
Now the kuwa ama no atho ni lo so la tbo po.
Mm.
Tha a chu li a cause si de.
Yeah, also he says
Buriya ne nyan jao.
Also, he says the other causes are that the practice is going right. There's awareness, there is some wisdom, understanding how to do it correctly, and that also brings joy. If you were not practicing correctly, this would not come. You would not be feeling joy. You would just feel tired or tense. Yes.
I think it is because the mind was occupying on... Yeah, it was meditating.
Yes, yes, that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we always forget that we are meditating.
For me, I mean, in the beginning, it's really, I'm working, you know, it's working.
Tu tu aga tu ada alone lo tu ayu sar.
But
yes, you are working, but you forget that you are working. So even when he asks you why did this happen, you forget that you have been working, which brought this.
Oh.
And he always tells us to remember the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
To appreciate the work.
Saido's suggestion to... remember to include seeing in awareness is very helpful indeed, certainly during the day, but sometimes also during sitting meditation, and especially when one feels a bit drowsy. Opening the eyes, suddenly it strikes you that the blue of the carpet is extraordinary. It's a sort of super awareness which very quickly quietens down and becomes a more steady awareness.
When the mind is quiet, all the sense doors become more sensitive, so that's why it feels like that. Yeah, even soft sounds can be heard very clearly. Samadhi makes the all the sense can't remember the
base lu bai pyo ko
yeah the sense basis it makes them clearer because you know the part of the rupa one of the conditions for rupa is the mind and so the sense basis are clarified when the mind mind has samadhi because that's clarity of mind settling
mind clear ဖြစ်ပြီဆိုရင်ရုပ်ရုပ်မှလည်း clear ဖြစ်လာ
yeah so when the mind is clear some of the body the material phenomena become clear
ဟုတ်ညီနေပါလေပိုတောက်လာ
yeah that's why seeing becomes very bright
right
can it be well
yeah do the balance Not like this.
Yeah, well, it's easy to judge how my meditation is from outside. Just looking at me. And it's like that also inside. I managed to balance it out and I managed to be more in a middle position. And what was maybe helpful was a reminder from Bhante Sujiva. He said an example of a dog. If you chain a dog, and it's a wild dog, he's barking and running around, and he's very energetic, and then slowly he starts barking less, and then eventually he will just lay down next to the chain and just...
He's tired.
Well, tired, or he gave it up. He just realized that...
It's futile.
He's chained.
Yeah.
So he's not going to change anything with it. And something like that during those days in the retreat happened to me, that really at the beginning it was in and out, and then it became a bit less. And now... I don't think I'm completely balanced, because I still tend to go into some, like, my mind starts to wander and wait and be a bit dull.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are moments, or there are situations when the objects are very clear and they come naturally and they kind of like just pass through my observation. And during sitting is mostly rising and falling, even though it's I'm not picking it up, but it naturally comes.
Yeah.
And it can be...
That's good, when it's just known naturally.
And it can be very, very soft. Mm-hmm. Like the rising and falling is almost like a fuzzy blanket or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have an exact
boundaries,
but it's more
a feeling,
loose and more like without any hard line boundaries. And during walking and daily activities, it's more mostly sensations that I observe, either like a wind or just like little touches and
sensation on the skin.
On the skin, on the body, yeah. Sensations on the skin, yeah.
Okay. To ho ye paine balance yala re o banti suji vo pyora khwe ya yo asa mwe thai tu a shao haung bro ho ko pye di pye naw pai chou tou tha man ti naw pai ho give up lo te bo elo be sik ka le asa ma yain lo be ti phi phi tu mwe mwe na tu ho a phit la me bo tu thain lo ya la re bo a ro di ne tu ngai tet kha le ngai tet da mae sik chi de kha le ti de ayon ni ta kha ta le ayon ni a phyat twa ni de lo khan za de tu mien mu a shi ne mien ni de ayon ne a phyat ni de paung mhan ayon a phang pain ne ba so tu a yu ne ja da ti lo lwe de phang pain a tain tain mwe mwe phit de de tu a ho di lo paung da na ni tain ma paw raw u bo mhon mhon wa wa le da ma ti ni de
ya good
and then a tweet good
There are times when the awareness feels quite continuous and panoramic, and the right view and right attitude, I feel like they're present to some extent. And more of the time, the awareness is more fragmentary, and I'm picking up on objects. And recognizing what the mind knows, but it feels more start stop.
The charging up, zangin, the light, hoti di di bo, hota khatle tuwa.
So when awareness feels more start stop, there is a desire for it to feel more continuous and more panoramic. And so the question really is,
and do you recognize that mind?
Do you observe
yes,
it?
Yes. Yes. Mm. I can feel the wanting.
Yeah.
And
does it make a difference knowing the wanting? Do you watch it long enough? Do you just notice and not watch it?
I can feel when it is causing tension. Sometimes it feels like it causes tension.
Okay. So when it does, do you continue to observe it? Because when there's greed, Siado said that nothing is the right object except greed. Yeah. Same with aversion, right? Yes. Do you continue to observe it?
Increase or decrease?
Yeah. Does it increase or decrease?
You
didn't know. You just noticed, but you didn't pay more attention to it.
I didn't continue with...
Yeah.
Either I didn't continue.
He says, you saw the thief, but you didn't catch it. You let it go. He says, if you see the thief, but you don't catch it, then it will get in through another door. it'll come back. He says, because, you know, we sort of get satisfied that we've seen it, but that's not enough. He says, I mean, if you saw it and there was wisdom and the mind understood, oh, this is greed and the greed went away, fine. But, you know, there's two things that can happen. You watch it. So he says, So he said, I'm trying to now finish what I was saying just now. So let me just say what he said now and we'll come back. So he said, this is like you've seen a thief, but he hasn't stolen anything yet. You know, he said, you've seen the greed, but the greed hasn't actually been able to start making you do what it wants, which is to start striving to get into a good state. So it hasn't enabled, it hasn't got its way yet. But he says, if you don't keep an eye on greed, he says, then it will get its way because it will sneak in other ways, in other guises and if you don't keep an eye on it, you know, yeah. But I think it covers what it might have been said before. I think it basically covers the same thing, yeah. Just different words. Repeat that.
So how do you distinguish between that form of wanting to improve the continuity, to improve the awareness?
Wisdom and greed have different characteristics and operate in different ways. So when there's wisdom, he said the mind feels steady, calm, and determined, and it knows what to do. So that's wisdom. That's right understanding. And then it puts in effort because effort is something that needs to be put in. And because wisdom understands clearly the path, it knows that it needs to fulfill conditions in order for an effect. So it's happy to fulfill conditions. So it's happy to keep working, you know, to persevere. It doesn't give up because wisdom understands the how. Whereas when it's greed, he says greed is grasping. When there's greed, there's tension. You will also find that when you've been striving a while with greed and you're not getting what you want, the mind starts getting upset. It wants to give up.
It gets bored.
You know, all sorts of negative effects. So then it's clear that greed has been operating. Yeah, because there's not an acceptance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some yogis practice, but they're kind of like bored, he said. They're like,
hold on.
And often these yogis actually want a lot. But they're so
satisfied.
So they're not happy with the practice. You know, they're waiting for the goal. So the practice is so tedious for them. But there's the wrong attitude, yeah. Yeah, wrong understanding.
Yes. So is there something Sayadaw can say about the quality of right effort, how that feels when there is a... We're trying to do something, trying to bring something into our experience.
No.
You're
only trying to be mindful in the present moment. To have your right effort, bring something into our experience. You know, in the very way you express it, the bringing something, there's already this idea that if I must do it a certain way so that it comes this way, but it's not that. The doing in itself is a learning. And you're learning about whether this works or that works or not. And, you know,